5:01 p.m. in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday on Shitano and Cap. The mega fall season is kicking off. Shitano, take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Listen to 90 minutes from
I screwed that up.
Wherever
I'm sorry.
You are.
I got to go Sedano.
Yes,
then
that's
it comes
okay.
back
it's
to
okay.
me. Then I,
Ramona forgot it so much last week that I just got used to doing it. So, you know.
Apologize, you know.
We'll give them double. So, what you need to know is that The Weeknd canceled an L.A. concert Saturday night mid-performance.
Whoa.
The singer was performing at SoFi Stadium when he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Two songs in to tell the crowd that he lost his voice.
Oh, no.
So a video taken at the concert shows the moment that he broke the news to his fans saying, quote, "I don't know what just happened when I scream, but I lost my voice. This is killing me. I don't want to stop the show, but I can't give you the concert I want to give you right now." So then, you know, people were booing and screaming and really disappointed. And he said that people will get their money back and he's going to put on another show, quote unquote, soon. So that's what you need to know.
I saw this all play out. Did you see the video of this?
I did not know.
I believe
so it's
it
new
was,
to me.
Yeah,
it's hard to hear. So that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Of playing
but,
it.
But I believe that it was Tim in the OC in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community.
Yeah.
I think it was Tim. No? Who was it?
No, it was
It was the VP
was
of the
Dead,
Handsome.
Dead Meow, wasn't it?
Oh, Dead Meow 5?
One of those two.
Really? I don't know.
Let me look it up.
So whoever it was, somebody posted the video.
Yeah.
And showed The Weeknd
and
up
you,
on stage.
And you can join the Sedano and Cap community, Circle of Trust community on Twitter by just going to the community section, type in the search engine or search bar, just type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust and you'll find it. Once you start typing Sedano, it'll come up.
Yeah, and so I saw the video and The Weeknd's up there and he's like, "Listen, guys, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
All right, I got no voice."
Right.
Which means I can't sing.
Right.
And if I can't sing, that's what you came here for.
Yeah.
And like Lindsay was saying, people were booing and I understand why. It's like, hey, I spent all this money, I spent all this time, I paid for parking, everything else, and now you give me two songs and this is over? But if you're willing to give the money back, see, that's the classy
move. But the
move.
Money on the whole thing? Because that's the thing. Because you saw a lot of this on Instagram on Saturday night. Are you getting your ticket back? Are you getting parking back? Are you getting
beer?
Money
beer?
And beer? Yeah.
The babysitter?
The ticket is the least you can do. Yeah.
Time?
Right. You're not, but at least giving the money back
is something.
At least it's something, right?
Yeah.
Like I'll tell you, one of the coolest things I saw in music, at least this weekend, was you guys know I'm a big Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see?
I almost sent it to you, but I figured you saw it.
Taylor Hawkins, the guy who was the drummer who died at 50 years old.
Yeah.
His 16-year-old son played, and I don't remember what Times Like These.
Yeah.
Played one of their legendary songs with the band and tore it to shreds.
I
got like chills thinking about the whole thing. It was really super cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. By the way, what else you need to know is the weather, according to AccuWeather here on ABC7.
Yeah.
Is
how
that,
hot is it?
Sedano's not going to stop talking about
he
this
likes
the extended heat wave is continuing Tuesday in Southern California, but the weekend is likely, speaking of the weekend, is likely to bring rain as a tropical storm moves up the coast. But expect temperatures in LA and Orange County to reach 95, 97 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, if you live in the Valley, things can get a little hectic there, okay? As you know,
it's like really hot in the Valley right now.
Yeah. That was actually not a terrible Valley Girl, like from the 90s.
It was
109
nowhere, though.
In the Valley the next 2 days.
Damn.
Is the high, okay? Expect that. And then what else do we have here? Hold on. I want to see what other area we have here. Oh, the beaches.
Yeah.
Beaches, you know, not so bad. 85 if you're in the beaches. Yeah, not so terrible, you know, the next 2 days.
85 and then, feels like 110 on your feet.
Yeah, and then the mountains also 85. So,
okay,
you know.
By the way, for accuracy's sake, just so everybody knows, I've been corrected. It was not Times Like These. It was My Hero.
Yes. But I didn't want to correct you.
There goes my hero.
So Friday that's at Black Gold, it's going to be hot for our ESPNLA Golf Classic.
Yeah, 103.
You should wear...
He really
You should wear like boy shorts or something.
Boy shorts?
No, that's not in the dress code.
I'm definitely wearing shorts.
Yeah, you got to wear
when you
shorts.
Say,
no
when
tops.
You say boy shorts, though, you mean like little volleyball shorts?
Like what do they used to call them? Dolphin shorts?
Right, well,
Lakers wore. Yeah.
You should wear little ones.
The Dolphins,
The little orange ones that they used to wear at Hooters?
Yes. I have a bunch of pairs of them, Capo. I would say I'd love
Cappy,
them to
you,
but
wear it. Yeah.
No, I don't want to see that.
No, first of all...
Lindsay, bring some of your old shorts.
I
don't think you want to see that. Trust me.
I think
I'd want to see it, Cappy. What do you think, Laura? You would Cappy in those Hooter shorts?
Cappy's in the Hooter shirts? I mean, he's going to be fanning himself probably 24/7.
Well, I'm going to bring my fan and I'm going to set it up underneath the table. That's, I'm going to shoot it right up at my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
If you guys saw a picture of me in the Hooter shorts, then you would definitely not want to see Cappy in the Hooter shorts because they were small on me.
Oh, really?
Yes. You did not want to see
them. They break basically on you is what she's saying. Yes.
But you're saying that you suggest I wear short shorts.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good bet.
Like some biker shorts.
Yeah.
What about like 80s Lakers uniform, 70s?
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking like some old school, like Ask John Stockton.
Something that Michael would have worn back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ask Michael for him.
Yeah.
No, he'll be too big on him. Michael was like, what is he? Michael's like 6'9 or something.
You really should be watching this show, Legacy. It's
Ay,
so
Dios
good.
Mio, otra vez.
Hard pass.
It's so good.
It's good.
I mean,
really
is
hard
it
pass
though?
For you?
Thank
really
you, Laura.
Really hard pass?
Look, thank you, Laura.
I watched episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And like I said, I watched it because I'm a Laker fan and I'm like, I'm probably going to continue to watch, but it's like, you know, if I want to go to sleep.
Right, but yeah, estás empujando.
Yeah.
No, no, no es empujando. No.
Estás empujando.
No, 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 no.
No
es empujando.
It's like working slowly.
No.
Again.
No, no.
Sonato, you know I'm like an anti-hero like
no.
you.
No, I know.
So I enjoy.
I'm not learning anything.
But it's, I mean,
it's fine.
On Monday night,
you know I love me some Pat Riley. And Pat Riley's been in episode 2 and 3, and I'm just like,
Well, let me ask you a question. When you were a kid,
yeah.
And when I say kid, I mean younger guy in the early 90s, did you watch the OJ trial?
Yes.
Okay. Have you watched any of the subsequent OJ?
Yeah, OJ Made in America is one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen.
So did you learn anything from it?
Oh, I did, a ton. Okay.
So you see, to me, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, but there were like things that no one had ever seen before in that documentary.
Well, I don't know if there are things that people have seen before or not, but I love hearing Jerry West explain how they were getting Shaquille, how they were making the trade with Vlade, and how they were able to get
Kobe. You know
where
you could have found that before?
Yeah, where's that?
Just watch NBA TV at some point in your life.
Where's that?
You can't compare OJ Made in America. I mean,
OJ Made in America is one of the great. It won an Oscar for
it. It might be the greatest documentary ever made.
But what I'm saying is that when you say that you're not learning anything because you already know.
Did you watch OJ Made in America?
Yeah, I did.
All four.
Five.
It was five episodes.
I watched six episodes. You actually stopped watching midway through. I watched all of them.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, I think this show Legacy has been great. And even if you feel like you know all the history, I feel like watching this and hearing.
But it's not about the history. I know the stories that they're telling.
I, for one, am finding this to be very entertaining.
It's good for you, and it's good for the audience who doesn't know that I'm just the wrong person for it.
You liking this?
He likes it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got 1, 2. And Linz, are you watching this or not watching this?
I will admit that I ran out of things to watch over the weekend, and at one point I did watch the third episode, but it was very like,
I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was on in the background while I was cleaning.
You know why, though? And because like Sedano, I know I'm a Laker fan, so for me, it's like I'm not really like, ooh, that's new, right? 1, 2. Because Winning Time was so drama focused.
So good.
It was like Latinos, we like that. Like that.
It's like a telenovela.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's una telenovela.
See, now I agree with that. It's like a telenovela.
So I love it. And this one is, you know, tamed.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Beto in Miami with me.
Right. Was that like a telenovela?
It was like a telenovela.
Really? Tell me some stories.
So I went to dinner with him on my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. And
Feliz cumpleaños.
Muchas gracias. And
very nice.
I like how he pointed at himself.
Yeah, very proud of myself.
Like, hey, look at me. I spoke in Spanish.
Right. I don't even know how that came
into my head. I even conjugated the verbs properly.
I don't know how the hell I came up with
that. I feel bad because I didn't do a birthday post for Sedano or Greg, but that's another story.
It's okay.
You did not do a birthday. Did you send George a happy birthday?
Well, we were in the group. I said happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Because I actually went out of my way to send Bergman a text just saying happy birthday.
I went out of my way.
Bergman and I text each other with that. He texts me first and I text him as well. Happy birthday to you.
That was
too.
Very sweet of you guys.
Yeah.
When was Greg's birthday? Just kidding.
Not the same day.
It was
September 1st.
Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah.
Not the same day.
No, his is the first. Mine's the
second. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. So what happened with you and Beto?
So what day was this? So I guess it was Friday. Because the day before, so I wasn't going to get like lit on my birthday because I had the game the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be clear of mind to do the game, right? I don't want to be hungover doing a game.
Right.
So.
Who are you, Pat Summerall? You know, I mean.
Right,
Come on, man.
What? I mean, that was like a famous guy that would go out and party like a maniac and then do the game
the
next day.
He's also a legend that's not here anymore.
I know. Yeah. Well, shout out to Pat and RIP, baby. You know?
Sedano, continue.
So anyway, so on Thursday, I went out with some friends and we had a lot of cocktails.
Okay.
And although I'll give myself some credit because it was for so long on Thursday, I didn't like, I wasn't like hungover on Friday. I was just kind of like slow.
Did you drink your way through it? Cause you just drank all day and it was just.
Well, it wasn't all day. It started at like 4 and it ended like around midnight.
Big day of drinking.
Yeah. But a lot of, but there was a lot of food in between too.
Oh,
there was
there
multiple food opportunities. Like, yeah. So anyway, Friday I told Beto, I said, hey, he had just gotten to town Friday afternoon. So I said, let's go to dinner at one of my spots. So I went to dinner. I took him to my old neighborhood, not my old neighborhood where I grew up, my old neighborhood where I lived more recently when I was there, you know, 9 years ago. And so I took him there. It was a little Italian place. And they had the guy was giving us the specials. And the special was risotto with shaved Parmesan and crispy prosciutto with a lobster tail or whatever it was.
Ooh.
It was delicious.
Wow, sounds good.
I took a picture of it in the community. I posted it.
ESPN paying for this dinner?
No, I paid for almost all of it.
Oh, almost.
Yeah,
I put
a little bit on the corp card.
So you're like, here's two cards.
Yeah.
Put like 100 on this and 200 on this.
It was actually less on the corp card and more on my... Not, it wasn't 200 on my card. But anyway, the long story short, it, you know, because Beto was looking, and the funny thing was the community captioned all those pictures of him looking at the menu.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the prices and he's probably like thinking... So he did, to his credit, offer to pay. At least to split it. And I was like, no, I got it.
Was it like the slow reach or was it?
No, he legitimately went to pay. And I was, he's like, it's your birthday. I'm like, I got you, man. Relax. I picked this place because I wanted to eat here on my birthday. It's all good. I got you. And so, you know, we had a little lobster risotto and lobster tail and the whole nine. A little carpaccio
as a dessert. Carpaccio, nice.
I mean, not dessert, appetizer.
Oh,
I mean.
Okay.
And then we had desserts.
What
did he have for dessert? He had like some bread pudding. I had a tiramisu.
Oh, I love a tiramisu.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
That picture that you shared, he looked like he was sweating the bill. Like, oh, I got to pay for this because it's Sedano's birthday.
I love the community captioning.
He was, I think he might have been sweating it. And then, so he looked much more relieved when I said I got the whole bill.
I was like, he's probably thinking, oh, it's Sedano's birthday. I got to get the bill.
Right, yeah. Then when the bill comes and Sedano says I got it, he's like, well, why didn't I get what I really wanted to get?
That was the most expensive thing on the menu.
Oh, he got the most expensive
thing. The special that we got. It was a special. It wasn't even on the menu. It was off menu.
Got it. You guys split that or you guys each had your own?
No, each had our own.
He's like, I'll have what he's special. Having.
Yeah.
You didn't be like, hey, why don't I get the special? You get something else. Well,
they're not on a date.
I'm not sure.
That is a date. That's a mandate.
It's not Lady and the Tramp. No. We're not going to share pasta. What
that
the hell
is a
wrong
mandate.
With?
What do you mean? That you share? I share. I'm willing to share.
No. I'm not sharing my lobster and risotto with...
cut me off a little piece of that lobster and put some risotto on this little side plate over here.
No, not happening.
Really?
No.
Can I have a little of your tiramisu?
No.
Just a little bit?
No. And it's tiramisu.
Really?
Yes.
Not tiramisu.
Not masu. No, misu.
Misu? Tiramisu?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What are you, Italian now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know how to speak.
You speak dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the language you speak, dessert.
Yeah, Italian and Spanish, they're very close.
Let me tell you something real quick about this whole thing. You know, Dead Cat Meow, Dead Meow 5 guy?
Dead Cat Meow? Yeah. Just changed his name.
Yeah, Dead Meow 5. This guy gave this show the greatest compliment we could have ever received.
Yeah.
The absolute greatest compliment this show could have received came from Dead Meow 5 while we were both gone. Do you want to know what that is?
What?
I'll tell you after the break. How about
okay,
that?
Yeah, all right. There you go. Also, I never got to the Dodgers thing. Let's
we'll
do that next. Yeah, Dodgers, the biggest foe in the NL. I got you. Next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rachel is going to pay for the bill. It is a live imaging Tuesday, 5:15 in the Southland. Shinano and Cap, the Mega Fall season's underway. Meanwhile, on this day in 1983, Cyndi Lauper released Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, yeah.
As the first single from her album, She's So Unusual.
She was very unusual at the time.
She was. Do you remember who was in this video?
Well, the reason that I was even into this song was simply for one guy.
I bet. Go ahead. Say who it was.
Captain Lou Albano.
What did I tell you, Lindsay, that he would say?
Of course.
Yep. You knew all about this.
That's the only reason I would be into this song.
Yeah.
I love Captain Lou.
It's a good song, too.
I love the rubber band earrings in the cheek.
Yeah.
It's also National Cheese Pizza Day.
Cheese pizza is like it's fine because everybody likes cheese pizza if you like pizza. But it's more like my kids like cheese pizza.
But our friends at Prime Pizza, have you guys been to Prime Pizza yet?
No.
Where's that at?
There is one in Santa Monica. There's one downtown. There's one in Burbank. It's exploding all over the Southland.
Prime Pizza?
Probably the best pizza in LA at the
moment.
Really? They're having a big special for National Cheese Pizza Day. But it's so sad because I see these pictures on Insta. And
yeah.
We're now on the keto.
After 3 p.m., I can't have it.
Well, yeah. Just in general. But
I don't know. My favorite pizza in town is, Burrattino's in San Pedro.
That's also very good, but that's South Bay. It's hard for me to get down there. Yeah. You know.
They got a nice tiramisu?
I don't know. I've never had their dessert, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Cheese pizza is one of those things, like when I walk into a pizza shop and I look at all the different pizzas and I'm deciding what I'm going to get, the first thing I do is I'm like, yo, let me get a slice of cheese right here, right now, because I got to try it out. Once I try the cheese...
Then you'll go to something else.
Now I've got a benchmark, you know what I mean?
Because I feel like an adult pizza should have some toppings on it.
Yeah.
An adult pizza. Does that mean that my pizzas are not adult?
Correct.
Well, okay. Yeah, George does this. He does this distinction
milk
a lot of times.
Milk chocolate and dark chocolate.
Right, milk chocolates for children, dark chocolates for grown-ups. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What, are you going to put some Yoo-Hoo in your milk, too? I mean, come on.
I like a nice
Yoo-Hoo.
There's
nothing better than Hershey milk chocolate at the holidays. You get the Hershey Kisses. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a Hershey bar, like
I need
an original
a little cacao.
Christmas songs playing in the background. at your house, Cappy, but still.
No, Hanukkah songs
in my
house.
But you love Christmas, too.
I do. I've become very Americanized when it comes to Christmas. You know, when I was brainwashed as a child that, you know, we're Jewish, we have a menorah, the neighbors have a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We're Jewish, we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 nights, and then all the kids get new bikes on Christmas morning, and you stand outside like an idiot, you know, watching all your friends ride their new bikes. You know, we're Jewish. You go to the mall. You sit on Santa's lap. Santa doesn't really believe that you have any interest in what he's selling. So, yes, it's not my house.
You just turning Santa away?
I mean, I was like, Santa, let's go. Let's do a beautiful thing. Let's take the picture and let's move on with our lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to say this before you get to this whole Dodger thing.
Yeah.
We received what I believe to be one of the truly great compliments that this show has ever received.
And what's that?
We got a tweet from Dead Meow 5.
Right, who you call Dead Cat 5.
Right, not Dead Cat, but Dead Meow.
Yeah.
And he said, and this is the quote, and it stuck with me. Yeah. He said, I don't listen to sports radio.
Right.
I listen to Sedano and Cap.
Yeah.
And I went, my man.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dead Meow.
Yeah.
5.
That's a good job. No, it's dead on.
Yeah. Why is it it's stuffy in here?
Is it?
Under the air conditioning.
I'm turning it on.
Because everyone keeps screwing with it, and they don't realize we're in a heat wave. You don't want it humid.
Yeah. It's gross in here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting moist.
Yes, it is.
Where's your fan, Cappy? Yeah,
my fan is... I should have brought it with me. If I would have brought this fan with me and stood over it the entire show...
That would have been funny,
you guys would have loved it.
It would have been great on... Well, the video's not here anymore. Actually, they took it already.
I noticed you've got an undershirt going on.
I did, yeah.
Now, did you do that because you knew you were going outside to Schwitz, or you did that before TV?
No, I did that before TV. Mm-hmm. I usually wear an undershirt.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I felt like a couple weeks ago I wore an undershirt and everybody's like, what's with the undershirt?
Yeah, but I wear it because I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got you there.
Yeah. But what does that mean? You just don't want to sweat, right? You don't want to get...
No, it's actually cold in that TV
studio. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That's, so you're doing it because you're cold and you want to be warm.
Correct.
Oh, see, I would only wear an undershirt because I don't want to pit.
Yeah.
I don't want to have like sweaty
armpits.
Like
a little that you have right there.
Do I have a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's why I like to wear shirts with patterns.
On the left side? Yeah, on the left, it looks like. It looks darker.
That's why I like to wear shirts with patterns.
Yeah.
Because then you can try and hide the sweat.
Yeah.
You know?
So the Dodgers.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've been watching. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago that the Mets worry me a little bit.
Okay.
And the Mets they're sputtering a little bit. But you know who's not sputtering?
Tell me.
The Braves.
Okay.
Balake was right.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves have won 72% of their games since June 1st. That's a long stretch of time now.
Okay.
Okay. That is now 3 months and change. Mm-hmm. They've won 72% of their games. They have... just as good a pitching. Maybe I have better. They have better pitching, I think, than we do at the moment, starting pitching. They got this kid, Strider, who's going to be arguably the rookie of the year. They're going to have 1 and 2 in the NL rookie of the year race this year. Strider and this other kid, Harris, that's an everyday player. And this Strider kid, he's putting up Julio Urias numbers. You know how we're raving about Urias, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's putting up those kind of numbers. He's got 12 starts where he's had one run or less. That's exactly what Julio's done. And they still got guys like Max Fried and all these other guys who've won a championship. And much like us, they're a little dinged up. So that's going to be the team that we're going to probably end up seeing in the end, because they're going to end up passing the Mets. They're only a game back now. So if they end up winning the NL East, and obviously we're going to win the NL West here in LA, like by a million games.
Yeah, that's not even like
it's not even a
question. Yeah, I mean, it's over. Long
the
over.
Magic number, I think, is like eight, whatever. Yeah. So it's going to be Atlanta and the Dodgers again, round three.
Well,
and they're really good. They're just as good, if not, I don't want to say better, but they're just as good. They're better than they were last year. And they won the title last year. Now,
and Freddie Freeman's not on the team.
Right.
And he was the star of that team.
Correct.
A year ago. So Atlanta is currently a game behind the Mets.
Correct.
Okay. And the Dodgers are 19 games ahead of San Diego. So,
right.
I mean, the division is long decided. It's funny you mention this because I had just been recently looking at the wild card standings.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is leading the wild card standings. Yeah. But
of course, they're going to lead the NL East very soon.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is that right now, they are in the lead for the wild card,
yeah.
But it is highly conceivable that Atlanta could overtake the Mets and wind up winning the division.
Correct.
So you're now worried about Atlanta. Are you watching the Atlanta Braves? Because I have
watched some games recently.
I'm not exactly like tuned into the Braves. I can't say I'm overly tuned into the Mets.
Yeah,
I'm not. I mean, I'm one of those. I'm the kind of fan that watches my team and then whoever's playing my team.
Yeah, but now I know how good the Dodgers are.
Yeah, which has meant, like, in the last few days, like, I have not been watching a whole bunch of Dodger games.
Well, because you knew they were going to crush everybody.
Well, I mean, it's like this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're playing San Diego, right? The Padres win game one of the series, and you would have thought that they won the World Series game seven in a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth on a grand slam.
Right, right.
You know? But the next two games, the Dodgers come back and smack them around.
Yeah, 12-1 and 7-1. Yeah.
And it's to the point where the Dodgers are so comfortable.
Or 9-4, sorry.
They're so comfortable, the Dodgers. On Sunday, when the game was televised by ESPN, they're having, not an interview, a full-blown conversation
with Mookie Betts.
With Mookie in right field.
Yeah, well, no, he was mic'd up.
Right. But
they mic someone up every Sunday. You
know, I got it. But what I'm saying is that he's so comfortable.
Right.
That he's like, yeah, hey, guys, what do you want to talk about? Yeah. What, you know, and yeah, whatever you want to talk about. I'm fine talking. In fact, Mookie at one point is so comfortable that there's a hit to short and a throw that actually went over first base. And Mookie's like, do you guys want to call this play or do you guys want me to just keep on talking about whatever I was talking about? Like, he literally stopped to ask the broadcasters.
Carl, you want to do your job here or no?
Yeah, like, Ravi, do you want to call this play or does it not even really matter because we're 19 games up in the division anyway? And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So that you can tell how comfortable the Dodgers are.
Right.
Whereas the Braves and the Mets are kind of like the Dodgers and the Giants a year ago.
Yeah.
Where they were battling till the end.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think the Braves are gonna pass them. The Mets are collapsing. Scherzer's already got another injury issue that just popped up. It's not looking good for the Mets. So the Braves are gonna be we're gonna get Atlanta Dodgers round three. That's what's gonna happen here.
This is why what I was saying earlier is so amazing.
Yeah.
We've got the NFL kicking off on Thursday with the Rams and the Bills.
Yeah, college football's already started.
Right. We're getting ready to start the baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
Basketball will tip off in October.
Yeah.
And if you extend your...
And it's Lakers-Clippers, right?
Right. And Lakers and the Warriors.
Warriors and then Lakers-Clippers.
Right. Yeah. So the home opener's against the Clippers. And if you're really extending your sports fandom beyond football, baseball, basketball, and hockey...
Yeah.
And you go into World Cup soccer, that's going to happen. I mean, we are about to go into this quarter, the fall, and it's going to be the most exciting time if you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I I've seen a lot of this on Twitter. People are so jacked about the NFL season. So pumped up for the start of the NFL season. I know I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at the first week of the season. You've got, like, on Monday night, you've got Russell Wilson and his new contract, which, by the way, I know you and I battled back and forth about guaranteed contracts or not.
He got, like, 165 out of, like, 210 guaranteed or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean, because nobody wants to do these guaranteed contracts.
Right, but it's still $165 million.
It's insane money.
Right, I mean,
you start the season, if you're Russell Wilson, in Seattle for the Broncos.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You've got the Chargers and the Raiders, the way the season ended for the Chargers in week 17, right out of the chute.
Yeah.
You've got Tom Brady and his whole camp controversy against the Dallas Cowboys in week one. And it all starts this Thursday with the Rams and the Super Bowl
favorites,
the Bills.
And the Rams being disrespected.
I am so excited for the start of the NFL football season.
Yeah.
And the college football season just sort of whet my appetite this past weekend.
Yeah.
So when you talk about baseball and the run towards the playoffs and who's going to be where and position and what,
yeah.
this is like the greatest time of the year. I love this time of the
year. It is. October is going to be crazy.
Indeed.
Yeah. By the way, Ken Spiffy Jr. tweets us.
Who's that?
In the Circle of Trust.
Ken Spiffy Jr. He's new.
Yeah.
I don't know Ken Spiffy.
He's at the Black Yoda.
I don't know him.
Come on, Cap. They did the same thing. He's talking about the Padres. With Soto in right field a couple weeks ago. Don't be a boomer, dude.
Don't be a boomer.
Oh, you hate that word.
No, I'm just trying to decide if I'm going to accept it as an insult, which was intended, obviously.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Ken Spiffy Jr. is a good name, though.
It is. I don't know Ken Spiffy's work, so he must be new to the community. Unfamiliar with his work thus far. But
Hey, hold on. Before you go, you can think about if you're mad or not. Hey, Jason. When are you going to get us some more tequila mandala, bro?
We were just talking about that.
I mean, what the hell?
We're just talking
about that. Cappy's had more bottles than I've had.
And by the way, just to let you guys know, yesterday I went to a barbecue at this guy's house. Yeah. I barely know this guy.
And you took another bottle that Jason gave you?
No. Oh. No, the opposite. I went to this guy's house. I go to his bar at his house, and he's got several very obvious-looking bottles of like high-end tequila. Yeah. And right there was the tequila mandala, like the super high-end tequila mandala.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about?
The Extra Añejo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't pour me that 1942. Don't pour me. What's the one with the tall, the white and blue bottle with the bell on the top of it? What's that one called? You guys know which one?
I only know tequila mandala, bro.
Okay. Well, I was like, dude, don't pour me that. Don't pour me that right there. Yeah. Tequila mandala.
Yeah.
And that's the one I want. They said, oh, really?
Yeah.
You know tequila mandala? I said, that's right, I do.
Yeah.
That's right. They were impressed that I knew.
Yeah.
But it was the bottle. It stands out.
Of course it does.
You know?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you mad at Ken Spiffy Jr.?
I'm not mad at him.
You a boomer?
Well, he only called me a boomer because he's like, dude, they interview players on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, Sunday Night Baseball. They mic everybody up. One guy every weekend.
Sorry, guys. I missed the Juan Soto interview in the middle of the game, but I happen to be seeing the Mookie Betts interview in the middle of the game.
Okay.
So I'm not taking boomer as an insult here.
Okay. Good.
He wanted to insult me.
He did.
But because he didn't.
I don't know. Maybe it was just like, you know, a playoff of Lindsay. He knows that Lindsay, you know, said that to you that one time and you got all bent out of shape.
Very
she
frustrated.
She called me a boomer once, too.
Yeah.
It's upsetting, right?
It's like a mind. It's a state of mind, not like an insult, you know?
Yeah. Well, in this particular instance, hey, Spiffy, didn't work.
Lindsay also got into a fight with Mason Ireland. You called Mason a
boomer. Oh, Mason.
Remember that?
Nobody at the station would get more mad if you called him a boomer than Mason.
I remember when I first started working on that show, and I hope that I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, go ahead. Speak out of turn.
But I remember the first like 2 weeks I was there when Greg just like fed me to the wolves. Sorry, Greg, but he was just like, after 2 days, he's like, all right, here you go.
Just got to this card.
I said something about them being like okay, boomer, whatever, one of my comments. And then Chris was like, now, you can't talk about their age. You cannot bring that up on the show.
No, I said that's one thing we got to dance around.
This is why you and I get along, because when I went for the white meat on them that one time.
Oh yeah,
that's exactly
what that was the blowout.
Yeah. I was told like that is one thing I got to stay away from is do not get into the age.
And really, it wasn't with John. John could care less.
John doesn't care.
It was
John
Mason.
Embraces it, but Mason is still having. I love Mace, but he's still having a hard time letting go of the fact that like he is, you know.
Well, Mace is very upset on Twitter right now because Kyle Downey, the moderator or the owner of their Mason Ireland Mafia, is now calling me out for saying that I'm instigating by pulling in the Reddit thing.
Yeah.
Then there's this listener, Joel B. This guy, I think this guy confronted me at the Mandy's. I think this was the guy that like got in my face and said,
got in your face?
Yeah. When Key and I were about to go on, we were outside doing our entrance. This guy got in my face and was like, I know you hate Mason and Ireland. I was like, dude, I don't really have time for this. Why don't you go inside?
Yeah.
No, I know you. I thought he was like going to stab me. I think this guy is like, he like thinks John Island is his dad or something. And I mean, this guy is fired up in the community. Like, oh, they're just jealous because we're going to surpass them.
I don't care if you surpass us. Like, the reality is what we've created in our community is actual real people that like each other.
Well, Beto had the best tweet where I think the day they announced theirs, his thing was anybody can have a community, but only a few can have a community of people or something like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, ours is actually people that like each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, Beto was like, dude, this Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community is a very genuine sort of thing, you know? So you can't just go put out, hey, join our community, and then expect everybody's going to just, you know, be in the community. You got to... You got to feel the community.
You got to be part of it.
Right.
Right. And be part of this community this way. Football fans, we want to give you a chance to win $100 for picking 5 games against the spread each and every week. All you got to do is download the Cover 5 app for free right on your phone. Go to the App Store. You can do that, Cappy.
No. I want to make this point.
Yeah.
I've already done it. So if I can do it, no excuses, community.
Right. So you compete with me and Cappy every week. A chance to win $100 every week. Here's what you need to do. Download the Cover 5 app. Use the code SK22, as in Sedano and Cap 22, to join our show league. It's that simple. And start having fun all season long. Play all season long. Try to win $100 each and every week. Go to their website as well if you want. Cover5.com. Is Mason dipping?
Live Imaging Tuesday. No, it's a new partner.
Oh,
let me see that.
Nice catch.
Thank you. Decent throw.
Is this on the thing?
Is this on the thing?
Yes, we're on the air.
No, is this
no,
on
but
the...
is this on the list? Is what he's asking.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
Oh, that's what happened. That's what confused us all.
Yeah, that's why I was thrown off.
You should see her email.
I did. I was looking at it.
We did discuss this before the show. But
I had like four people talking to me at that moment.
Y'all had me.
No, we were talking about tequila with Jason a second ago. So.
It's a little after 5:30 of the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday on Shit Out of What Cap as we kick off the mega fall season. You know what happens at this time. You can follow her on Instagram. I think I did. Did you appear back on Twitter over
yeah,
the weekend?
Yeah, I reactivated
last
it
week.
Last week.
Before I left.
I was on vacation.
Yeah.
At Lindsay Baseball on Instagram and Twitter. Radio Tinder time. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Oh,
super excited.
Presented by Tequila Mandala. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Presented by Tequila Mandala.
Right.
We were just talking about
always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
It's great stuff.
Tequila from Tequila Mandala. You know who else is super excited?
Is this game live?
No.
I was going to say.
It's this game right here. Play.
Radio Tinder right now? Yeah, it's live.
No, I'm talking about the game that was on TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. I'm super excited to be doing Radio Tinder. And this is not a Radio Tinder story, but you know who's really excited to play with Russell Westbrook? Patrick Beverley. Yeah. You want to know what he said?
Tell
that
us.
He's
super excited.
That's what he said. Super
yeah.
excited.
Super excited to play with him. So yeah.
Super excited.
Like you?
What?
Like you're super excited.
Yeah. Super excited.
I am nice. Nowhere near as super excited as Pat Beverley is. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's like a 20, and I'm like a 5.
Got you know it. Who we should ask if he's really super excited?
Who dat?
Ask Dave. Dave would tell you.
McMiniman would know.
Yeah. Tell you right now, man. Come on, Russ. Russ, Pat Bev, a healthy AD, and a healthy LeBron. Come on. Now we got a
super
story.
Excited.
Yeah, we got a story
a
on
story.
Our hands. Yeah, a story.
Yeah, a story.
Right.
What about good basketball?
Super yeah. excited.
Laura's shaking her head. No, not good basketball. Yes. Yes, good basketball. Yes, good basketball.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Here's the team rules. Whatever LeBron says.
What's that? Oh, Laura?
Can AD stay healthy?
Can he stay healthy?
Yes.
Yeah. Super excited.
Really?
Yes. Yes, he can.
What were you eating?
Ice.
You know what I saw in the community? Somebody posted a picture of the 2020 championship team. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and they
left.
Blacked
and they,
out
they
every
darked yep. out. Yeah. They made a black and white photos of all the people that are no longer here. Yes,
and that's the only two that are in color that are left.
LeBron and AD.
That's it.
And a couple of assistant coaches. Yeah,
super excited.
Really? Even a couple of assistant coaches.
Well, Phil Handy was here, and a couple of the guys that are like you know like trainer types.
Phil Handy.
Yeah,
the guy from Saturday Night Live.
No, that's Phil Hartman.
Oh.
Jack Handy, you're thinking of
Jack Handy?
Hey, Jack Handy. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like
guy.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yeah.
I missed you, Kathy.
All right, back to Radio
Such
Tinder.
Such an idiot. Go
Take
ahead.
It away, producer Lindsay.
Yeah. That's why I'm watching
thanks,
Legacy.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson has some very unconventional eating habits thanks to his diet. Mm-hmm. And British comedian Stephen Merchant worked with The Rock on the movie Fighting With My Family, which they directed and co-wrote together, blah, blah, blah. So during a recent interview, Merchant told a funny story about just how serious The Rock takes his diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do remember having a meeting with him just before a WrestleMania, and we were in his hotel room just having this meeting, and his alarm would go off on his phone at like sort of 3:17. And then he'd go to the fridge and there'd be like, you know, turkey and rice with like 3:17 written on it, and he would have to like microwave, and he'd like, it was so regimented. Like when he goes for dinner with friends, like he'll have to take his food to the restaurant and have them heat it up because it's such a structured diet.
So I thought that was pretty interesting and wanted to ask you guys, Cappy, now that you're on a diet especially, would you guys ever bring your own food or let's say even like a condiment with you to a restaurant? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say no. However, I've seen plenty of people doing this, you know, especially people that are like bodybuilder types that are like on some major diet that they have to eat exactly the same thing at this certain time, exactly what the guy was talking about with Dwayne Johnson. I've seen people do this before. I have a cousin who's a very strange guy. 52 years old, never been married, mm-hmm. no children,
yeah.
Shaves his arms every day.
Exfoliates
his body in 47 minutes every day. Every day this guy exfoliates his entire body in 47 minutes, including shaving his arms.
Yeah.
And this guy will come to every family function. There's matzo ball soup. There's gefilte fish. There's all kinds of like Hebraic gizzards and spices, right? Mm-hmm. And my cousin shows up and he got a tackle box of his own food.
Right.
Because he won't eat anything that anybody else prepares. He only eats what he prepares.
Yeah.
Very strange guy.
Is he on any watch list or anything like that?
He's not on any particular watch list necessarily, but he should be on all of them.
Just saying.
So when I worked in Bristol, Skip Bayless was like that. He used to eat the same meal every day. Like it was prepared. I don't know if it was prepared by his brother, you know, because his brother's a famous chef. Do you know that?
Did not know
Rick
that.
Bayless.
What was it that he ate every day?
It looked like chicken and some sort of like rice or like a, you know, maybe a small starch
quinoa,
or
maybe.
You know, maybe quinoa. Right. But it was, he was, I'm, dude is.
Dude, he's yoked and he's like 65
he's
or
like 70.
Yeah, I think his Friday night, he has one cheat. It's like one slice of pizza. Yeah. That's like his cheat.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's amazing discipline.
Yeah, and I used to see him work out in the gym back in Bristol. And so I used to see him eat. Yeah, some people do that.
That's crazy discipline.
You have no discipline.
Well, I have not had any discipline. Yeah. I'm going to try and regain discipline.
Like, okay.
I believe in you, Cappy.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
You can do it.
I used to do that. I used to take my own food.
Really?
Yeah.
To restaurants?
Yeah.
Don't restaurants get upset, though?
Well, I had to tell them, you know, I had special surgery, blah, 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 and they were kind of cool with it. Now I have no discipline. I'm learning from you.
I know. Let's try and get it back together.
In LA, I feel like that's probably somewhat normal. You know?
I don't think so, man.
If you're going to come in and have five people spend money on food and one person needs to bring one, there's like, they're like, whatever, we're making money off the rest of these people.
I don't know. Imagine going for an oil change at a garage. And you're like, hey, how you doing? I'm here for an oil change. I brought five quarts of oil. Okay. I brought my own stuff. Charge me for your stuff.
That's different.
Just do what I do.
You know, when I worked at a fine dining restaurant back when I was in college, they did like a, what was called like a plate sharing fee.
So this is not Hooters?
Not Hooters, nope.
Okay. It's fine dining.
Although I enjoyed the food
I thought she
a lot
was making
more.
A joke. I'm just, that's why.
No. It was actually like a steakhouse and they would charge like a plate fee or whatever. Like if somebody wanted to split or if somebody brought their own food, they'd still charge you a fee for it.
Interesting.
So, yeah, super weird.
Cappy, you couldn't share with me there. We'd still get charged.
Yeah, but you were paying, so it didn't matter.
Super excited.
All right, what's next, Lindsay?
All right, so a 28-year-old woman was arrested last week after she was accused of skipping a restaurant tab. This was inside the Las Vegas restaurant Chili's. And the police report says that the woman thinks officers arrested her because they had never seen anybody so good looking. And she accused them of harassing her. The local news outlet reported that police records show the woman faces a charge of violating airport conduct after she was accused of leaving Chili's restaurant inside of Harry Reid International Airport without paying for the bill. Have you guys ever said anything funny or stupid to try and get out of trouble? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
No, I'm going to swipe left. If I've ever gotten pulled over or have any run-in with the cops, I generally just be like, yo, no problem. Whatever you need, I'm good. You know, I screwed up. Like if I get caught for speeding, I got caught. You're right. I sped or whatever. I just don't try to. I don't mess around with cops, man. I'm just like, yo, what do you need? I'm good. Whatever you need, I got you.
Cappy probably had to say like, sir, this is powdered sugar.
That's what this is flour, sir. That's all this is. I try, if I get pulled over by an officer, I try and do what John Candy did in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Does anybody remember the scene?
I mean, I remember the movie vaguely.
Yeah.
It's an old movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Great movie, but the cop pulls him
very
over.
Very modern reference.
No, it's not modern at all. It's not even remotely modern.
Yeah.
But cop pulls him over, and the car is completely charred from a fire. And the cop says, sir, do you have any idea how fast you were going? And he goes, well, it's kind of hard to say with any degree of accuracy because we've got a melted speedometer. And the cop goes, you were doing 85 miles an hour. And he goes, you know, I can buy that. I can buy it. So that's what I try and do if a cop pulls me over. He's like, you know, you just ran that red light. And I'm like, I can buy that. I can buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try and go John Candy on him. Doesn't work so well, frankly.
May he rest in peace.
R.I.P. Another R.I.P.
Yeah. You've been shouting out the old people today that are gone with us.
Right.
You know?
I feel like you're very good at thinking quickly on your feet when you're about to get in trouble for something, though, Cap.
Well, I've had a lot of experience, as you might imagine.
Yeah. You know, one time I had a similar situation. It wasn't a cop, but like a security guard when I was walking into a casino and I had a fake ID. And the woman in my fake ID was 31, I think, and I was like 19. And the guy was like looking at it and he's like, there's no way you're 31. I was like, oh, thank you so much. I get that all the time. I know I look really young. And he like was like, did not know what to say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's a good comment.
He was
that
just like, okay, I guess. Like, go ahead. And so, yeah, so it worked for me too.
All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at a 5:30-ish, I would call it.
Ish.
5:30 adjacent. And it's brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. All right, coming up next, let's get back to some college football.
Okay, I'd like to do that.
Because I think that there are a couple of things that are being stressed about this weekend that there's reasons behind some of these potential things that people are upset about. Okay?
Upset? Who's upset about what?
I mean, I'm not upset, but you know, everyone always gets carried away because social media becomes a storm. I'm just what I'm telling you is people need to relax.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to hear more about this.
All right, I'll tell you next.
Live Imaging Tuesday, quarter in front of 6 p.m.
Still muggy in here.
It is muggy.
I'm trying to lower the AC, but I think it's as low as it can go.
Live Imaging Tuesday. On Shinano and Cap, we kick off the mega season, fall season. And on this day in 1988, NKOTB, New Kids on the Block, released their second studio album. Oh, I thought that was the post.
No, then they start. Yeah, I got a couple more, I think.
I was
2 months old.
I was not.
Oh.
Hagen Tuff with Shinano and Cap. I hit that one.
Bam, 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 bam.
Go, go.
Let's get on the floor and do the new kids dance.
Hey now. Boring. Well, you're not giving me a very good look right now.
I think, Cappy, you had to have been like 21 when these guys were already like popular.
I feel like you said this was 1988, right?
1988 on this day.
Yeah, and
this is you were in high school.
Oh,
my 1988.
Bad. Oh, yeah. 88. Yeah, 2 months.
Let's see. What is this?
But
this
I just did that little grinding thing, and yeah. Laura looked at me with disgust.
I mean,
you had to be at that stage, probably like 18.
I'm a freshman in college. Yeah, I'm a freshman in college.
New kids, not your thing.
Well, no, but I wonder this, though.
The girls, maybe, no?
They made a transition from the New Kids on the Block to NKOTB.
That was much later.
That was like in the 90s.
That's what I was going to ask.
That was like way after the ship had sailed.
That's when I was in high school, and they like came back.
Oh, really?
And then Jordan Knight had his own record. Give it to you.
Baby, you know I could give it to you.
That one.
Yeah, it was a good song. I love that song. That was a great song. Great video too.
I think Laura doesn't like my dancing.
Yeah, she doesn't like any of our dancing. She does
seems
like,
to be disgusting.
She likes her booze dancing.
Well, he can move.
That guy
yeah,
can. That guy, he got moves. The rest of us.
I mean, you move better than Cap.
Well, I got 100%. Great hip thrust.
Let me see it again.
No, I need music.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
Hell
well,
yeah.
That's not bad, Chris.
Dude,
you see that thing move?
Can you hula hoop?
I'm sure if we had a hula hoop.
Because let me tell you, that was...
Can you hula hoop?
That looked like a guy who can really hula hoop the way you move around.
Who uses a hula hoop?
See Cap's eyes
Alvin
light
at
up.
Christmas.
Yeah, well, what about, like, when was the last time you were at a bat mitzvah they use hula hoops? Come on, man.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, come on. Come on, kids, get on the floor. Let's have a hula hoop contest.
No way.
Yes, sir.
We do the caballo dorado. Nice. Keep
See?
It shuffle.
That's another example.
Yeah.
They used to do hula hoop contests.
I was talking about Colorado, but I didn't know exactly.
I'll tell you, last week I was dancing in the middle of the day at a dive bar in the valley with a lady friend that I hadn't seen in
not
a while.
Lisa?
Middle of the day.
No, not Lisa. And it was a lot of fun, but the amount of moisture and liquid on my body. It
ew.
Because this was a dive bar, so it had to be
hot as hell.
Yeah. And it's like a soccer place, so people are watching soccer in the middle of the day. It's dark.
Yeah.
And I mean, you walk in and you're thinking the AC is going to hit you, and it's still 105.
Never.
And
yeah.
And you're drunk, and you're just dancing and grinding. It was nice. But I was so just wet.
Yeah, once I start sweating in this heat, there's no coming back from it.
There we go.
What was that?
I don't even know.
What was that move?
I was just trying to move.
This is like the thing.
Go, I owe that other one.
Yeah. I need a lot. We should get a hula hoop.
We should get a hula hoop.
There should be a studio hula hoop.
Yes.
Mason would like that.
I have one. I'll bring it in.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you use that one?
I use it when I work out, and I use the jump rope, too.
Oh, jump rope's a good exercise.
I have good exercise.
Yeah. You have a jump rope, Cappy?
I do, on occasion. I'm a very, very, very good jump roper.
Oh, I'm a terrible jump roper.
That's good for losing weight. If you're trying to lose weight,
then
jump
there you
rope.
Go. Do some of that.
Yeah. I'm a really good jump roper or rope jumper.
And then also do boxing. Do you have a bag?
I don't.
Get a bag. Get a hard bag.
Okay.
And then put like a picture of Clinton on there or Beto, whichever one you choose. And just go
now,
to town. Really?
ESPN. Now. ESPN.
What was that?
Some sort of boxing promo.
It just be like a little ring.
Wait, I got a better one.
You can't jump rope well?
No.
Can anybody, Laura, can you jump rope well?
Yeah, I jump rope like a champ.
Really?
Yeah. I'm okay. I used to be better when I was younger.
Oh, is this the Amazon
theme song? Oh, is this
song?
The Amazon music?
By the way, I called my friend at Amazon. I told her this song sucks.
Really? How'd she respond?
She laughed, but she's like, "You're crazy."
Thursday Night Football.
She thought it was really good, huh?
Oh, what happened to the?
She's like, I think it's.
Oh. Sedano and Cap, hula hoop contest.
Yeah. Jumping rope, though, seriously, like, I feel like I'm a really good rope jumper. Like, I can do all the little tricks, like,
okay,
where you
so
cross,
bring it to the golf tournament. This is your thing this year.
Yeah, like, I don't have one, but if anybody has a jump rope, bring one.
Oh, I'll go buy one.
Yeah, go do it.
I'm literally going to order a hula hoop and a jump rope right now.
Yeah, you got to get the real rope, not plastic rope.
Yeah, my hula hoop skills have diminished significantly.
Okay. Your hoop?
Yeah.
So, but you said you can jump rope. Like, you can do the Rocky stuff. Where
that's a lot.
Yeah, and then, like, crisscross.
No chance you can crisscross.
Not only can I crisscross, but I can do the double jump rope. You know, like, where you go, boom, boom. Like, where it's two times in one jump.
How many times can you do that?
I don't know, like 50?
You liar.
Oh, crap. Get a jump. You're ordering one on Amazon,
Lindsay? I have one. I have, like, three extra.
Okay, Laura's bringing one. Yeah.
What? You know what's going to happen to me now at the golf tournament? Here's what's going to happen.
You're going to be like this.
You're going to go, "Oh, smart guy, you said you could be a really good jump roper." I'm going to be like, "Yeah, dude, I'm really good." Yeah. And then you're like, "Okay, let's see you jump rope." And then I'm going to jump rope.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I'm going to sweat like a mofo for the next few hours.
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to stop the sweat.
Yeah.
It's just going to... You talk about moisture.
Yeah.
Just going to be coming down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. I'm scared for you.
You have to wear some athletic boxers.
But I want to see the stuff that Rocky does in the movies. Yeah. The twisting, the swinging of the X, making the X or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
When he's in Serbia.
That's what you just did.
Well, no, but I'm crisscrossing.
That's what
Serbia.
I'm saying.
Siberia. That's Serbia.
Oh, yeah.
Siberia.
He wasn't in Serbia.
When he's training for Drago, I want you to recreate that scene.
Okay, so he jumps rope, right? He jumps.
Where he's like, "Awesome fighter, strong desire, freedom." You're doing it with no rope.
Yeah, Cap.
You're just,
like,
doing it with your hands.
There's, like,
right
the
now.
Weighted rope, so it's not like an actual rope, and people try to get creative because it's just two weighted rope.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, I'm jumping rope." No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's just two weights. But I do have a rope, but you got to be careful because when I hit myself, it looks
really
bad. It hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody
want to
hit
yourself with a rope?
You guys want to do some double dutching?
No.
No. We want you to jump rope.
You want to do some?
This is what's going to... You have put yourself in this position now.
So now,
like,
I got to start practicing jumping rope.
I thought you didn't need to practice. You were really good.
Here, watch this right here. Do play by play.
Ready? Okay, watch Scott it. Kaplan is jumping. Okay. He's not jumping yet.
Hold on.
Watch the feet. Watch the foot action.
I mean,
here.
I can't see the foot from there.
Okay, watch the foot action. Yeah. Watch it.
Hold on. All right, go ahead. Bap, bap, bap. He's doing one foot, then the other foot, then the other foot, left foot, right foot. Then he's crisscrossing with the left foot, right foot, double jump, just hit the chair.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have a real rope. You're just doing it with air.
Oh my God, I'm out of breath.
Already. And you don't even have a rope yet.
Ay vey.
And you're not even outside.
This is why I'm on a diet. This is why I'm on a diet. Because I just did 10 seconds of fake jump roping, no ropes, and I'm this out of breath. Yeah.
But if I could do 40 or 50 at now, but that's when working out, you're loose and you listen to a little Rocky in your ear, you could easily do it. But I don't do the double Dutch bus thing.
By the way,
I
the song is called Hearts on Fire.
Yeah,
not
Hearts on
awesome
Fire.
Fire.
Hearts
not
on
Awesome Fire.
Fire.
It sounded like Awesome Fighter to me.
Oh, I thought you were being funny.
Austin Fire.
No, Awesome.
Awesome Fire. That fire is awesome.
Fighter.
Awesome Fighter. All right, so now I have to jump rope at the golf tournament. This is good, actually. It's a good thing because it's better than having
to get in shape in 3 days.
No, and I'm not. And unlike the softball game, I'm not going to practice. I'm not going to take a chance of getting hurt.
Yeah, please don't.
But I'm going to break out some jump roping skills on everybody here.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be pretty impressive.
All right.
Where are we going to have you jump rope? Like the parking lot?
No. Right in front of the broadcast
table. We did the push-ups in front of the broadcast table last year.
You're going to hurt somebody.
No, but we'll create some space. We'll create some space.
You don't want to hit somebody with your rope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we gotta create
Very
space.
Very true. Everybody back up. Back up. We have a professional jump roper.
Not really a professional
no,
one.
No, no, not really.
I follow some lady on Instagram. She's like a professional jump roper. I'm going to follow her and study her all week long.
You know who's really good?
Tell me.
Annabelle Munoz from ABC7. She like picked it up during COVID and she does a bunch of tricks.
Really?
There you go. Go watch Annabelle Munoz on Instagram.
Okay. I may do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to show off some skills on Friday at the golf tournament. I don't currently have those skills, but I'm going to create those skills between now and then.
So, by the way, Friday is going to be tough because there's going to be a lot of snacks and stuff. And those are the moments where it's tough to avoid.
Yeah.
I know. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll just have them make me constant meat. They make a great burger, just wrap it
in
lettuce.
They do. And are they bringing that fancy chicken sandwich back?
I think it's out there.
That chicken sandwich last year was bomb AF. If they could wrap it in lettuce, that'd
be good. Talking about Red Chicks.
Yeah,
Red Chicks will be there. Okay. And Mod Pizza. That's going to be...
Do they have a gluten-free?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to eat
meat. They have Mod Pizza by you or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
I might bring my own meat, like your cousin.
My cousin...
I did it at the softball game. I brought my own meat.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
Meat.
Yeah, what kind of meat?
Just bacon in there, some sausage, some burgers.
A little sausage?
Yeah.
Really?
A snack on the meat all day, my friend.
I'm with you. You're going to be impressed with my discipline at the golf tournament.
So you're going to try... Because I'll drink. I can drink. You're going to try to not drink.
No, I'll drink. I'll drink vodka with soda. But I'm off beer and wine.
Oh, Rachel's going to get you, though.
Oh, dude. She's going to be so upset.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be like, Rachel, I'm only drinking vodka sodas. And she's going to be like, wrong, motherfucker! Hey, football fans, we're going to get into the college football stuff on the other side because we didn't do any of it here, but I promise we will. Football fans, you want to win $100? Simply, just for picking five games against the spread? Well, here's the deal. Download the Cover 5 app. That's C-O-V-E-R and the number 5 in your app store, Cover 5, and it's free, all right? Here's the deal. You're competing with us each and every week for a chance to win $100 each and every week. And again, all you got to do is pick five games against the spread. So here's what you need to do. Download the Cover 5 app using the code SK22, as in Sedano and Cap and the year, 22. All you do that, you join our show league. It's that simple. Start having fun all season long. Play, try to win $100 each and every week. And there's like a point total to this thing. So the winner at the end of the year will have a special tequila mandala tasting with the show crew here.
All I'm telling you is this right now. No excuses, okay? Everybody in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community should download the Cover 5 app and use our promo code, okay, which is SK22, which took me a long time to figure that part of it out. But I will tell you this. I downloaded it. I'm able to log in. I know my password, okay? So we're going to have a good time with this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Everybody needs to get involved.
Can the winner jump rope with you during the party?
Let's see how my skills look. Let's take a look on Friday.
Have you seen this guy Beto just put in the Circle of Trust community? This
no.
guy, can you do this stuff this guy's doing in the Circle of Trust with the jump rope? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
stuff,
that might be a little above and beyond what I'm capable of.
I'm going to put the video of you doing it just a few minutes ago in the community.
How's it look? Does it look athletic?
Well, the TV lights they're a lot of light, but you can see it. It looks good.
Yeah.
No, not really.
All right. So get on the Cover 5 app. Try to win $100 every week and compete against us. And, you know, that's fun. So do it. No excuses. All right. We'll get into some college football stuff because I just think that there needs to be a real discussion about the support this weekend. We'll get to that next.